Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Dylan Brooks here. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom delivered with a side of reality check. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Something that can literally change the game in how you navigate life. Self-awareness. Ever feel like you're just reacting to everything around you instead of actually living? Like your thoughts are running the show, leaving you feeling out of control? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, understanding your own mind is a superpower. Here's the deal. Self-awareness isn't about being overly introspective or constantly analyzing yourself. It's about having a clear understanding of your thoughts, emotions, motivations, and even your strengths and weaknesses. It's about knowing what makes you tick, what gets you fired up, and what throws you off balance. Think of it like this. Your mind is a wild jungle sometimes, right? With self-awareness, you're not just wandering around blindly, you're charting the terrain, identifying those hidden dangers, and finding your way to calmer waters. So how do we actually get there? Let's break it down. 5 key takeaways for mastering your mind. Pay attention to your reactions. Ever notice how you react in certain situations without even thinking? Maybe you get defensive when someone criticizes you, or you feel anxious before a big presentation. Those are clues. Recognizing those patterns is the first step to understanding what triggers you and why. Embrace journaling. Seriously, put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard and just start writing. Don't worry about grammar or making sense. Just let your thoughts flow freely. It's like having a conversation with yourself, but on paper. This helps you process emotions, identify recurring themes in your thinking, and gain clarity. Be mindful in the moment. This one is all about being present. When you're eating, truly savor the flavors. When you're talking to someone, listen actively instead of just waiting for your turn to speak. When you're walking, notice the sensations of your feet on the ground. By focusing on the present moment, you create space between your thoughts and your reactions. You become the observer, not the puppet. Seek feedback from trusted sources. Ask friends, family, or even mentors for honest feedback about how you come across in different situations. Don't get defensive. Use it as an opportunity to learn. They might see things about yourself that you haven't noticed before. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, especially when you make mistakes. We all mess up. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, you're human, not perfect. You know that feeling when you're walking through a crowded room and suddenly realize everyone's staring at you? Maybe you've spilled coffee on your shirt or said something totally awkward. In those moments, our minds can go into overdrive, amplifying every little thing. But what if instead of panicking, you could take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, and even use it as an opportunity to connect with someone? That's the power of self-awareness. It allows you to respond to situations with more intention and grace, instead of just reacting impulsively. Think about that last argument you had with someone. Did you jump into defense mode before really listening to their perspective? Did your own emotions cloud your judgment? Chances are, a little more self-awareness could have helped you navigate the situation with more understanding and empathy. Remember, self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and practice. But trust me, the payoff is worth it. So go out there, be curious about yourself, and watch your life transform. You've got this. Keep sharpening that stoic edge, my friends. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Share this with anyone who needs a little nudge in the right direction, and let me know what you think on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay grounded, stay sharp.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.